preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on February 1st, 2023. I've been waiting for this day. I don't know, it's just something about February 1st. To those of us who are up here in the far north, February's a bad month, you know, in terms of temperature. But you have a distinct feeling. The days are longer. The sun is brighter. And you can feel spring coming. We got February's full-on winter, but you can feel spring coming. Anyway, that's the way it is up here. You're probably in a much milder climb where you are. But here, up here in North Dakota, snow is on the ground and the air is refreshingly chilling. Well, let me tell you, do we have news on February 1st? Far more important than the weather. And it's all good news. Now, let me and we can't cover it. There's too much. So we'll pick a few items. One, I've said I think Donald Trump is ready to come out swinging with Ron DeSantis. And, you know, that was just my reading of the tea leaves. Well, the orange man came out swinging today. And it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. I really don't like what DeSantis is doing myself personally. I think, what are you doing, Ron? What are you doing? We're the MAGA movement. Donald Trump is the founder and the leader of that movement. What kind of game are you playing? And it leads to all kinds of, you know, dark thoughts on, you know, what is going on with DeSantis. And anyway, so I'll read you what Trump wrote today, and he's back to calling DeSantis de sanctimonious. So I'll tell you what, if I'm Ron DeSantis, I don't care how many hundreds of millions of dollars of rhino money you have backing you up. And DeSantis has that. That's one of the reasons that Trump is clobbering him. It's like, hey, Ron, look who's paying your bills. Look who's pouring money into your coffers here. It's not the right people. And don't tell me you didn't notice. So we'll cover that story a little bit today. And another one that's turned out well. That's going very well. Now, what about World War III? We might as well cover World War III. The president is doing superbly in identifying himself around the world as the only leader who's speaking out against, who's crusading, who's riding to our rescue to avert. I mean, this is so colossal that your mind fails and you can't really scream loudly enough into the microphone or throw enough, you know, pieces of furniture around the room to express your outrage. World War III means we die, all of us. And I don't care about me. How about the kids? Now, that does get me throwing furniture around the room and out the window. But it's so big, and our nose is right up against World War III. It's easy to not see it. But Donald Trump sees it, and he's fighting against it. He's the only one. All these other pukes who are so-called leaders are moral reprobates. They're scum. this woman van der Leyen in Europe, this guy Scholz in Germany, these British prime ministers, starting with Boris Johnson, scum, dirt, filth, moral zeros, evil. The leadership of the world, with the exception of America, we somehow, this sterling individual, Donald John Trump, appeared, came down the escalator to save us. And Ron DeSantis, hey, butt out, buddy. You're going to run against him? Huh? Is that how you help? I don't think so. All right, so we got that story. The president is speaking boldly against World War III to defend us. And I'll tell you what, the first set of ears in his audience that's hearing him is Vladimir Putin and the rest of the Russian leadership. They are hearing Donald Trump sounding notes of sanity. And they're realizing, hey, I think this guy may be the president again on January 20th, 2025. So let's put that into our calculations. Let's put that into our planning. We're not going to have World War III. And Donald Trump right there, even as just a candidate, he has the power to avert World War III. Another story today. Well, we'll go to the president's messaging on truthsocial.com. It's blockbuster. And one of those is he links to a report just issued by the Columbia Journalism Review. And as the president says, no right-wing organization that. And a reporter working for publishing in the Columbia Journalism Review, Jeff Girth, spent 18 months doing an incredibly detailed, thorough study of what the media has done to Donald Trump and the behavior of the media since Donald Trump came down the escalator. And his report is excoriating. He lets them have it. He's no right winger, but he's a truth teller. He's an honest journalist, and that's the origin of this report. It appears that both the Columbia Journalism Review and certainly Jeff Girth believe in being a reporter. A reporter, not an advocate, not a stooge or tool of the Communist Party, but a reporter picking up who, what, where, and when, and reporting it impartially. So that, well, this is what Girth reports in his report. He reports that before Donald Trump, the American people trusted the media by an overwhelming amount. And he also, here's an interesting one that you may have not noticed, or you may not have noticed, and that is, you know the phrase, when I say this, you're going to immediately know what I'm talking about, because you may think to yourself, I've heard this phrase. When did you first hear this phrase? Oh, I've been hearing this phrase for a long time. Enemy of the people. You've heard it. It's in your head. Enemy of the people. You've been hearing it for a while. Where did that phrase come from? Do you know? Enemy of the people. Well, Jeff Girth, doing a whole heck of a lot more work than any of us have time to do. He spent 18 months investigating the question. And get this. He found no instance, I think he found one, where the press was referred to as enemy of the people. In effect, zero occurrences. Nobody in print referred to the press as the enemy of the people. You know who coined that phrase and popularized it? That's right, Ron DeSantis. Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't Ron DeSantis, was it? Oh, it was that other guy. It was Donald John Trump. And the Donald Trump has changed the public's understanding of the press. And Girth reports Donald Trump's understanding has changed over these years. He was a businessman. He wasn't a politician. But his understanding has deepened, and it comes out in this report. It's a devastating report. It completely supports Donald Trump, and it shows how the media, Girth reports, he says, the New York Times, their reputation is in the toilet. The Washington Post, swimming in the toilet. All of the network news in the toilet. Get this, Jeff Girth, who's, you know, probably a liberal, he asked, they knew, he let them know, hey, I'm doing a almost 2-year study of what is going on. It's going to be published in the Columbia Journalism Review. That's the gold standard. So he put out his request. He said to the New York Times, Washington Post, to MSNBC and CNN, let me interview these people who are key people in the reporting of Trump over these last years. Guess how many news organizations allowed any of their leading reporters to be interviewed by Jeff Girth? There's all these leading people, they have to go to their boss to get a clearance to be interviewed for publication, because they'll be talking about the organization. That's right. Make that circle with your thumb and forefinger. Zero. Zero people were given permission to be interviewed by Jeff Girth. These people are scared out of their minds. They are terrified of a reporter reporting the truth about the crimes that they've committed, the treason that they've committed, and the entire, and they're all in the tank together, the FBI, the CIA, the entire intelligence community. That's why they had to get rid of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, because he had been the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Somehow, Mike Flynn got to the top of one of the intelligence agencies from his position as a general in the military. So he saw the dirt. He took a peek inside the skeleton and saw what's the closet and saw what's hidden in there. And they had to get rid of Mike Flynn because he was going to tell the truth. He was going to expose the greatest crime syndicate, the greatest crime cabal in American or world history. All right, so there's three stories. Now, if you want to call in to talk about those or any other stories pertinent to the Trump phenomenon, do so at 512-248-8252. And I'll watch for your calls here on my board. Here, I'm getting my chat board up here. I'm looking at it now. You'll be talking to the engineer in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you've been sending all of your munificent support to Republic Broadcasting, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And then your call will be relayed up here to me. You can go on the air. You don't have to go on the air. If you want to comment, you want the engineer to note something, or you want to put in a fact that I'm missing or something I quoted incorrectly, you can always call that into Mike, or engineer and producer and everything else, Hero, in Round Rock, Texas. I'm way up here in North Dakota. And remember, you know, we there was a time when we couldn't do this kind of stuff. We couldn't sit in North Dakota, talk to you in Timbuktu through Round Rock, Texas. That's all new, isn't it? We used to be dependent on these news organizations, which had a stranglehold on information. All right, let's go to the president right now. Filibuster too long here. Let's go to and first thing we got to do is we got to hit refresh, because the president may have done something new that we didn't see in the last. Okay, here it is. This is posted an hour ago. He writes. This is Donald Trump speaking. He's writing to you on his message board intended for you. And boy, a lot of work was put into this, the creation of truthsocial.com. This was a Herculean task, took a Hercules to do it. The Columbia Journalism Review, in no way a conservative publication, conducted an 18-month investigation into the Russia hoax and has just issued its report. And of course, it's not a hoax. It's treason. It's treason that was committed by the New York Times and the Washington Post and John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey. Treason. Not a hoax. Not just a lie. It was a crime against America. It may turn out to have been a mortal crime. They may have killed America. They stole the 2020 election. Not even close. How much is that going to change the history of our country? We would have a closed border right now. We would have no inflation. We would have peace with Russia. We would have nobody even thinking about World War III. We would have none of this rainbow flag events for children in schools. None of this would have happened. And these are running up our national debt to $31 trillion. That's a mortal event. That's an event that could turn America in a twinkling. We are teetering on the edge of a cliff over which we're looking into Argentina. This is what happened to Argentina. In a twinkling of an eye, a very prosperous Argentina became an economic wreck. All right. Russia hoax, and has issued its report, Columbia Journalism Review. It is a staggering, all caps, detailed account of the lies, which means Donald Trump's read this thing. I wasn't able to read the whole thing. I skimmed through a lot of it. Disinformation and complete lack of journalistic integrity. By the way, let's also mention not just a lack of journalistic integrity, a lack of patriotism, a lack of love of this country. These scumbags, these dirtbags on the seventh floor of the FBI, in the Washington Times, Washington Post, not the Washington Times, Washington Post, the New York Times, these people hate America. They hate you. They are traitors to America. It's not a lack of journalistic integrity. It's much worse than that. It's pure evil. That was my interjection there. Now back to Donald Trump. Complete lack of journalistic integrity exhibited by the purveyors of fake news. Although, by the way, Jeff Gerst also makes the point. You never heard the term fake news before Donald Trump. He popularized. Gerst researched the question. Where did this term fake news come from? It came from the mind of Ron DeSantis. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. No. That was Donald John Trump. It came from the mind of Donald Trump. And the purveyors of fake news at the Washington Compost, sometimes known as the Washington Post, the failing New York Times, and many others. This fake news, with all of its disinformation, had a huge impact on the 2020 presidential election. It wasn't just huge. It changed the election. Just one of the many ways that the election was rigged and stolen. Now, that's treason, to rig an American election and to steal it. That's not just a felony. That's treason. There should be big treason trials with thousands of accused, and those thousands then frog marched off to the nearest federal prison for life. We'll be right back. Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know, the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
One of our favorite people, James in Vancouver. James, can you hear me? James in Vancouver, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Well, thank you, James, as always, for calling. And, you know, I just got my, during the break here, I went downstairs, the foot of my staircase, and one thing I bought for my kids years ago, you can get these, folks, you can get them reproduced on parchment. On not real parchment, not lambskin or sheepskin, but on a very good replica of parchment, you can get a practically full-size copy of our Declaration of Independence, which was just talked about, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. And these three great documents are housed in the National Archives. And you can view them in Washington, D.C., if you dare to go there. But I encourage you to do it. It used to be a wonderful trip you could take. But you, in the – I don't know what the current state of affairs is, But when I visited my founding documents and yours, you could put your nose, you could leave a little spot of oil from your nose on the glass right above the actual original document. Now, these reproductions that I have are based on after our founding documents were penned in pen, a printed version of them was put out, an engraved version, which is very, very good, very, very true to life, showing even the corrections that occurred in the handwritten copy. So you want to get these documents, buy a cheap poster frame, put them in a poster frame, and put them up on your wall for your children or for yourself. It's so, these documents, these are what make us unique, America. This makes us different from every other people. But I was just looking here. Here it is. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. And here's that phrase that we just heard. Let me find it here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And on it goes. This is Thomas Jefferson. This is America. This is who we are. And the people that we're describing here in that story of the Columbian Journalism Review, they hate this document. They don't want this hanging on their top floor or their bottom floor or their basement or anywhere else in their house. And they don't want their children to read it because it defines how we are utterly different from these tyrants who have ruled over so much of humanity for the entire history of humanity. But anyway, James, I've got my copy here. I'm just having to hold it. I'll put it back up on the wall when the show's over here. But the, you know, this is very exciting, James, the what's going on with. Well, let me read you these posts. James, hang on. I'll just use you as my, I'll bounce these off of you. Here is the president today. He is, he does this. Skipping over some great posts here. I want to get down to one on Ron DeSanctimonious. Here's one. Let me pause at this. This is in the Daily Caller, which is a news site put together by Tucker Carlson. On Ukraine, Trump may have just set himself apart from his 2024 rivals. I think we got, is that noise at your end, James?
No, I don't have any noise on my
end. Sounds like somebody's coming in for a landing at Reagan National.
I hear something, but I got
it,
my headset
on. It might be coming.
On.
Is that coming up from Round Rock, Mike? Yeah, I think it's coming up from Round Rock. Anyway, let's see if we can. Here, I'll message to Mike here. He's got something, some volume turned up. Hang on, James.
How's that now? I'm turning mine down.
Me? There it is. He got it. He caught it. Okay. The first mistake he's ever made at the control board. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You get one mistake per lifetime, Mike. So here it is. Trump may have just set himself apart from his 2024 rivals, including, apparently, Ron DeSanctimonious. Ron DeSanctimonious is not putting out statements saying, stop World War III right now. Right now, today, within the day, in one day, 24 hours, stop it. Donald Trump is doing that. We'll be right back with James in Vancouver right after this break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Okay, here we are. We're back. We're having a good time. James is in Vancouver. I'm up in North Dakota. And the let's listen to the president. James is more interesting than I am, and Donald Trump is even more interesting than James. So, James, with your permission, let's go to Donald Trump right now. And here he is. I'll tell you, let's just listen to him. I've got to shut up. That's why I became a radio host, folks. I have... What, James, what's the word for incessant talking? Logorrhea? Is that the term? Is it logorrhea? Something.
But I think this is a significant event, Trump versus DeSantis, because we can get a backdoor to Putin with Donald Trump, but DeSantis is obviously going to play the other side of it. So.
Well, the interesting thing is that now, I haven't done my research here, and I haven't, you know, gotten into it, but listen to the president. He talks about it. DeSantis is wrong on some really important things and that are central to us in the MAGA movement, and they are a dagger through the heart to DeSantis. Let's see here. Here's the president says this about... Well, let's go to the recording. So the president's made some more videos for us today. Here we go. There's so much. You have to scroll down the thing to get through it all. In fact, let me hit refresh and see if he's put up another one. Here he is. Okay, so we'll go down to here he goes. This is one. This is a quote. I'm just going to read this one. He's quoting Jim Banks, who's a congressman from Northeast Indiana, up against Pennsylvania there. Jim Banks, congressman, he writes, President Trump was the first president of my lifetime to confront the China threat and put working families in Indiana and across the country first. Now, let me comment. His lifetime began in 1979. My lifetime began in 1948. And he's the first president in my lifetime. So I go back to Harry Truman. And he strengthened our military. And if I were old enough, I could say he's the first president in my lifetime, and even if I was born in 1789. He strengthened our military and America's standing on the world stage, secured the border, and grew our economy. But in just 2 years, we've seen much of that progress wiped out by Joe Biden and the Democrats' radical agenda. Congressman Jim Banks said, I'm grateful to President Trump for his support and look forward to fighting for the America First agenda in the U.S. Senate. That's Congressman Jim Banks. Now, by the way, the president is racking up endorsements left and right, and he is the only announced candidate in the field. Now, you may have caught this one, James. In the last couple of days, Donald Trump has urged Nikki Haley. He was talking to Nikki Haley, who is a rhino. I mean, come on. And she was the governor of South Carolina. The president was just in one of his opening rallies in South Carolina this weekend. And Nikki Haley, the president said, go for it, Nikki. No, run against me. Come on, bring it on. He's urging Nikki Haley to run. And the reason is she's going to be dividing the vote if Nikki runs. And if others of the rhinos run, if Mike Pence runs and so on, they're all going to be fighting over like 5% of the vote. And the president's saying, you go, girl, you fight for that, whatever you've got, 1%. And I need a bunch of you running against me. So anyway, that was a funny one. Let's go down here some more. He mentions the president, that CNN's got their worst ratings ever, that Mike Wallace has crashed and burned. What a puke Mike Wallace is. Here's a story. Trump shreds the fake news media. Not reporting with credibility has consequences, he says. And now this is great. Let me go to this story here. Because this is World War III, that merits a mention sometimes in the news, if you're heading for World War III. He says, this is on Breitbart, Diana Glebova, sounds like a Russian name, Glebova. Former President Donald Trump is calling for peace negotiations in Ukraine, could be a Ukrainian name, and claims he could solve the war within 24 hours. All other potential Republican candidates either want to send more arms or, on the other hand, come well short of calling for Ukraine and Russia to negotiate. Now, so there she goes. She's done the homework that I haven't done. That means Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has not put out the call for immediate peace in Ukraine. And as far as I'm concerned, since being dragged through World War III is high on my list, that's high on my list. I really hate it when I am dragged into a nuclear world war. Never turns out well. If that were the only issue on which Trump distinguished himself as the only person with the right position, I don't care what he believed. I support Trump on everything. But that one issue is make or break. In fact, it's life or death for all of us. Trump made his latest comments on Ukraine in Saturday's South Carolina speech. Quote, even now, despite tremendous loss of lives and destruction of much of the country, I would have a peace deal negotiated within 24 hours. You could make a peace deal. You could make a deal for both right now, 24 hours, he said. Russia's war, now this is Glebova, says Russia's war on Ukraine will reach its one-year mark on February 24th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered to, he hasn't offered to sit down. No, he hasn't. He's actually said, I will not sit down with Vladimir. So she got that wrong. Oh, only she will sit down with him only if he's ready for dialogue. Oh, and also, but she gets that wrong too. No, unless he agrees to the putrid, corrupt, criminal Zelensky's terms, which are that Russia must completely withdraw every single soldier out of the Russian populated part of Ukraine. In other words, abandon all those people to Zelensky's intelligence teams and hit squads so they can be murdered as they were for 8 years since 2014. Putin, on the other hand, she gets this right. He says, I'm prepared to negotiate a successful outcome with all participants of this process. So Putin is sincere. Former Trump officials that are likely to run in 2024, including John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, and Nikki Haley, have not proposed Trump's peace plan, have argued being tough on Putin for it and for sending more weapons to Ukraine. Other possible candidates, Ted Cruz, Kristi Noem, Rick Scott, Tim Scott, Glenn Youngkin, and Ron DeSantis, have also not endorsed Trump's policy of a negotiated peace deal. That's it. For me, that's everything. What say you, James?
Well, DeSantis has a military background. Apparently he was deployed in Iraq in 2007. But now this is not a war like that went on in Iraq, where we were like 100 times more powerful than they are. So we need to be able to have a leader who has got some brains in his head and who's willing to negotiate and not take us to nuclear war, much the same way as Kennedy was able to talk to Khrushchev. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's your impression of nuclear war? How is it fared for you in a nuclear war? What's your experience?
Well, mutually assured destruction, right? I mean, you're not going to run from this. Nobody's going to run away. Even those billionaires and zillionaires, they're not going to be hiding. There's nowhere to hide.
No, you're gonna smell a whole lot of burning human flesh. It will smell up the world for years, and there may be some humans who survive somewhere in the Andes, and somewhere in tropical rainforest in Africa.
And it'll be like going back 10,000 years in history. Everyone's going to be a caveman.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be basically people at a primitive savage level will emerge from whatever remote shelter from the nuclear war that they were in. And our civilization will be gone. The Declaration of Independence I was just reading, all the copies of that will all be burned up and forgotten.
Well,
English
if you
language.
Take people's food away, sorry to interrupt, if you take people's food away like they're trying to do now, blowing up chicken farms and things like that, people will turn into cannibals. Back to you.
Yes. The Marxists... You know, and this truly is, you know, I sound like a broken record, but this is and the reason I get so exercised and red in the face during these broadcasts is that this really is a war of evil against good. This is the most colossal, I'm trying to think back in history to where there was such a clear delineation between good and evil on such a colossal scale where the entire world was at stake. Well, I mean, I already know there never was a moment. I don't care what war, how insane any particular war was. The entire earth was not at stake. And this idiot, Greta Thunberg, you know, how dare you? How dare you? I should be in school across the ocean. You know, well, look, Greta, As you're flying around the world promoting a carbon-free environment, yeah, as you hop into another jet airplane to go to another conference and collect a big check, your world is at stake. And there is a mass extinction. This is a mass extinction event. That's right. The mass extinction event is nuclear war, Greta, and that's what you should be campaigning against, and you should be campaigning for the only leader who is demanding immediate cessation of war in Ukraine. It's unbelievable. You know, you think, well, some leader, now we all admire Viktor Orban of Hungary, and he has said the sanctions against Russia are excessive. That's a good statement by Viktor Orban, but that's not enough, Viktor. Step up to the plate. Man up.
But he doesn't because the rest of Europe now is going to gang up on him. So now he's got to walk a fine line.
Oh, yeah. James has it right, folks. What the European Union is doing to our patriot friends in Hungary, they're already withholding Hungarian money from the Hungarians.
Yep.
In the amounts of billions of dollars, and they're trying to wreck the Hungarian economy and wreck Viktor Orban's political party, which has been in power for like three or four election cycles. They're very popular in Hungary, but the Hungarians, there are only 10 million of them, and how do they stand up against these communists like Scholz of Germany and Macron of France? And I don't know, who's the current prime minister of England? Oh, it's this guy Sunak, a guy who's not even English. What the hell? He's not even English. He doesn't even remotely look English. But
the mayor
he's the
of
prime
London
minister.
Isn't English either.
Who's that?
The mayor of London. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the mayor of London. Yeah. So what? These people, these are criminals. So Viktor Orban, exactly. He can't come out as Donald Trump is. Oh, I guarantee you, when Donald Trump's reelected, he will have a meeting again, as he has in the White House with Viktor Orban, and they will be fast friends, as they always have been. And Donald Trump, let's hope we don't have to wait until January 20th of 2025, but it may well be that this war will not end until that day, and Donald Trump will make good on his statement. He will end the war in 24 hours. If he comes into office on January 20th, it'll be over by January 21st.
Years is a long time, though, James.
Yeah,
politically,
I know. Every World War III that I've been in has really turned out badly. And in fact, that's right. 2 years is a long time. Fortunately, it's a little less than 2 years. Wait, no, January 20.
Well,
no, it's about, it's just a shade under 2 years that we have to try to. Now,
yesterday,
Yesterday
was the anniversary of the Tet Offensive, 1968, January 31st. Just thought I'd let everybody know.
Okay. And some of us were around then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, but so, there's got to be this. We can't wait 2 years if this thing is almost going to go nuclear. I think that's my point.
Yeah, well, nuclear wars, my experience in nuclear wars is instructive. I have found that nuclear wars tend to be very short, like about 1 hour, about an hour. And the cleanup after nuclear war is just miserable. It's really not fun. And these people, why did I bring up good versus evil? Evil doesn't give a rat's ass if the whole world burns. That's the nature of evil. That's why you got to wrap your brain around that, folks, is that evil wants to destroy life. What does evil hate? Evil is the antithesis of life. They're the opposite of everything that is good. And you say, well, there aren't people like that. There aren't people who hate life. There aren't people who want us all to die. Oh, yes, there are. And, religions have given the name Satan to the leader of these people at various times. And are they completely self-destructive? Do they revel in depravity, in moral turpitude, in death, in carnage, in insanity? They love insanity. Joe Biden is their poster boy. They love this guy. That's why they... Yeah. And so, you know, people are sitting there, we'll try to figure out, well, who is the great Satan? Who is he? You know, who's the actual leader of these people? I don't know if we can discern such a thing. But this is all of the scum of the earth has come together now, and they are all experiencing Trump derangement syndrome. So they're identifying themselves. And let's take a break. James, let's take a break, and we'll come right back. Like the shoe.
Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment here with James in Vancouver. And, you know, all wonderful developments. And I urge you, I'm constantly urging people, go to truthsocial.com, because the president is really, you know, you don't have to sort through a bunch of garbage. You can go to, you know, there are all these wonderful key posters at Truth Social, like Dan Bongino and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so you can go to some of your favorites there. But if you want the mother lode, you could just go down what Donald Trump posts every day. And he covers stories like, here's one, here's one he's covering. He goes, this is on the demise, the impending demise of Mike Wallace on CNN. Remember, he was on Fox forever. And then he left Fox to go to CNN. Here's what Donald Trump says today. He's no Mike Wallace. We're talking about Chris Wallace. That's for sure. His performance as the, quote, moderator, unquote, of the debate between Biden and me was perhaps the worst in history. And he says, karma, exclamation mark. And then he links to a Gateway pundit. That's another place I urge you to go to, the Gateway, the. You have to include the article, gatewaypundit.com. They write, and this is, the president is linking to this story, starts out, Chris Wallace's new CNN show is called Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? But they should change it to Who's Watching Chris Wallace? And of course, the answer to that question is, the answer is not many people. Now, folks, be happy about this. It's from edge to edge. The lamestream media is crashing. Their audience is plummeting, and we've had it with them. Meanwhile, people like you out there listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network and all the other Patriot things that we've put together with bailing wire and chewing gum, you know, people like individual people put together these little Patriot things, like the Gateway Pundit is put together by a twin brothers, Jim and his brother, is it James or John Hoft, H-O-F-T. They did this all by themselves. And the Daily Caller, put together by Tucker Carlson, as an individual effort. But we're reaching huge audiences. And the president, one man, putting together TruthSocial.com, starting from scratch, putting his own servers together, his own, putting all the pieces together to compete with these giants like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. He's competing successfully.
And like you said, he does a lot of posts every day.
Yeah, I've counted as many as 61 in one day.
Yep.
And all the other things he's doing, it's mind-boggling. How does he get in any golf rounds at all?
He's got his own wire service now. See, he's got his own wire service. Go ahead.
Exactly. And years ago, think back, folks. Things are changing so fast; it's easy to lose track. And we're losing track here as the music comes in on both James and myself. And
thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you, James. We'll all be back together again here tomorrow night, and with some new development. Hopefully not World War III between now and tomorrow night. See you here then.
Hold on to that feeling. Steel Light People. Don't stop believing.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.